President Eisenhower just called me very upset. He says that a fellow named Sam Brightman, he's a publicity man over to the Democratic National Committee, is circulating a letter that he, Eisenhower, wrote Churchill on plain stationery and they photostated. And he says he's doing it without his consent or without his knowledge.
A letter that Eisenhower wrote to Churchill?
Yes, and said he could have only gotten it from State Department files. That the fellow at the National Committee is circulating it up on the hill and said Mel Laird told him about it. Well, he wanted Mel Laird's name kept confidential. I told him that I had asked that Brightman be let go after the last campaign, and that I'm sure that it had been done, but I check it. I called over and I find that they've pussyfooted and procrastinated and allowed Brightman to stay on. He's an alcoholic over there that we inherited, and I tried to get him to go. They said they took him off the payroll about a month ago, but he was still officing there, and he was going to go to work for the private group of CUSA. And I don't know how he would get in, how he'd come in contact with something like that, unless maybe somebody like Dutton got it during the campaign.
Yes, well, let me try to run that down. Do you think I could? Do you think that John Bailey could get me the letter itself?
I don't know. I don't guess there's any way. Where would they keep the letters in your department? Would you know?
Well, we have central files here. This would be a very restricted file. Did President Eisenhower indicate the date of this letter or anything?
No, but if I were you, I think I'd call him.
All right.
I think that he likes you and
respects
you, and call him at the Walter Reed Hospital. Tell him that the President just called you about it.
Fine.
That if there's any letter that's being circulated, that's being improperly circulated, you won't know all about it. That you won't check up on it, that I told you about it, but that I wasn't able to tell you anything besides Brightman, and you find that Brightman is no longer employed by the committee, but that you'll find out if he ever had access to it, if you can, and that you put a stop to it.
All right, fine. I'll run do that right away.
And going through now, let's, whenever you're ready to announce the Cleveland thing, I'm ready as soon as you touch base on that Elegant
thing.
Yes,
I'll have to touch
base. Now, they tell me Cisco, who is Cleveland's assistant, he comes with pretty good marks. Do you entertain that same opinion?
Yes, he's a very strong man, and he's a man of real substance. His wife is also a distinguished person. She's vice president of Lord & Taylor, I think. And Adlai Stevenson wanted him in Charlie Yost's place before Adlai persuaded Charlie Yost to finish up the year up there. So Adlai thinks very well of him. So I think he'd be a strong man on that.
Now, how much static are you getting from Haddock, from Adlai these days about saying what he wanted to do?
I haven't heard from him at all. He's coming in this week.
Spent about an hour with me trying to get me to go on and say that we'd retreat from our position. And I just wouldn't give an inch.
Right, well, there's some differences between Adlai and me on this. We've had a tussle on this for some time.
I know it, and he makes that clear every time I see him.
Yeah.
But I think that you all got to try to get together. They tell me that he gave a backgrounder that, in effect, said that he had gotten this in the speech and that we would retreat on it. That's what made it embarrassing.
Well, a newspaper man asked me about some statement that Adlai was supposed to have made in Chicago on this along the same line, and I said, I don't see how he could have made it because he knows better, and just let it go at that. Adlai is, he's usually ready to throw in the deck of cards right away and start from there on these things up there where everybody wants us to move and the Soviets won't move. Well, he's coming in this week, and we'll try to work this thing out.
Now, have you heard anything from Cleveland about this since he got back?
No, I haven't.
He was very ugly about it, too, I'm told. So you want to bear that in mind where he can do you the most damage, because has in the field no attachment to me.
Cleveland was the one who did most of the whip cranking on Adlai for me, as a matter of fact, during this business.
They tell me that he was very distressed that I did not follow his memorandum on this retreat, and that he's an intellectual snob, and that every time he makes a speech, he sends it to everybody in town, and that he has made some comments around from time to time in the department and about us. So I think we have to bear in mind that he's upset about it.
Well, I'll get him in and see what's on his mind.